I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I don't think I could eat beaver.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
At the club, Club 1080.
I'm very confident. Yeah.
The hottest my.
At the club, rock it to the dog. You got it.
Dogs over the Metropolitan.
Hey, good rapping now.
Finally, but not last.
What?
Bye.
Could you mix in a black?
Try peanut butter eggs.
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it.
I just have always preferred the whites.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
Request denied.
All right, nice to have you along here on the club. In the club. On the club.
Around
on
the club. I don't know.
In the club.
Something.
On the fan.
When's the last time you were at a club?
Ooh, good question.
Willie, do you club? I can see you clubbing.
Define club.
Well, a club is you walk in and there's music that is so loud you can't.
Like a dance club.
Yeah, like a dance club.
Isn't that a, I mean.
Yeah,
like are we calling clubs. Dixie's a club?
What's Dixie's?
Yeah, Dixie's is a
Dixie's
club.
Dixie's is a club?
Dixie's
is
a club.
Couple months.
What's Dixie's?
It's a
do I need to go to Dixie's?
No,
you don't.
You do not.
Trust you would not fit in.
You would hate it.
What?
You would hate it so bad. It's a country redneck
dance
club.
That hurt my feelings.
Black
it is, it's a bold. That's a bold country redneck. It's not that, but it tries
where
to
is
be.
It? Where's Dixie's?
It's over by Spice, not that I would know.
I want to go.
It's in that. It's in the there, Chinatown. The
I know where Spice is.
Yeah, it's in the entertainment district.
So I'm going to get shot over there.
I've never been shot over there.
Yeah, give it time.
Yeah, just wait.
You don't want to go to Dixie's, trust me.
You don't want to go to any of the clubs,
I kind
of
want to see Rob at Dixie's.
I like clubs, man.
I'll take you to a club.
I like to dance.
You're going to head over to the White Owl, are you?
Hey, I love the White Owl.
There you go.
White Owl's over by Straightaway, man. We've had many a night in White Owl. White Owl's great.
Head to the club! Once in a while, I see Will out in the wild. It's always disturbing.
It was fine. You went into my territory.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's weirder that you're out, not him.
Yeah. No, when I see
the old man,
when I've seen Will out before, it's always like, whoa, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds you that you shouldn't
exactly,
be where
exactly, that's
are.
One of those where you're like, I probably shouldn't
oh my God,
here.
Will's here, I gotta exactly. Get out of here.
It happened one time and we had a lovely evening.
Yeah, if Will's there, that's yeah, I was like, here, let me buy you a couple beers, and then that was the sign, it was probably time to go.
I gave you your space, you gave me mine.
Yeah.
Will you two just have sex and get it over with?
No.
It's a bold move right there. Wow.
Well, there's a lot of sexual tension between you two.
It's like with you and Swag.
You two bears.
More of a power bottom. I've stated that for years.
Aren't you bear? Isn't that what they call them? Bears?
Yeah, there's bears and twinks.
He's your twink.
Have I graduated? I'm definitely not a twink, but I think I've graduated out of a bear.
Yeah, Will's all skinny.
What?
Will's gone.
Well, I thought bears were hairy. Is that?
Yeah, bears are hairy.
Yeah,
but I think
but
the idea
big.
Is, you know, you're supposed to be big. More of a buffalo man myself, you know. What were we talking about?
Are you uncomfortable?
Me and Will doing it? Yeah, it's a little awkward.
I'm cool with not talking about that ever.
But he's gay.
Will, you want to head over to the Eagle this weekend?
No, you taught me about that. I will not be wearing a yellow bandana. Thank you.
Yeah, Soup knows all about it.
No. It's
he
not
knows what's going on. It's very interesting.
It's not the yellow bandana you want. It's the orange
bandana. I tell you what.
I don't want any bandana.
If there is a guy at the Fan who is secretly gay, it's Sukanik.
I have stated that if you were to offer me the marshal in the gay pride parade, let's get me some chaps and up there and let's do this. Let's go. Yeah, you don't trust me, Will. Do not want the yellow bandana. You want
I don't want any bandana.
Yeah.
You taught me about the bandanas like 2 summers ago.
You don't
I'm
want
good.
The brown and you don't want the yellow bandana. Don't do that.
No bandanas.
All right, well, we've put it off long enough. We have to talk about Val Kilmer dying. He's dead. He's gone, guys.
And it was heartbreaking because I woke up to Val Kilmer dead, and then I saw the report saying, no, fake news, not dead.
No, he's dead.
And then I was like, oh, thank God. No, he's dead.
And his daughter, Mercedes,
yes.
confirmed it.
That was the Ken Stabler. Dead, not dead. No, he's
yeah,
actually
they're
dead.
Always dead when they, they're usually dead they're when usually they say dead. They are because it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
You know, because you know that those dire moments where it's like, oh,
sure. Is he or isn't
could
he?
Could be any minute now.
Yes.
And news gets out.
Well, I guess cancer didn't get him. He was cancer-free, but he
really?
Was... Yes, they
what
said...
What a strange turn his whole life and career took.
Yeah.
Well,
he battled throat cancer for like 11 years.
Well, I know, but I just... What ended up happening to him and just how his... It just... He's had... it's not like his career arc or anything. It's just... He just got cancer, and it kind of changed everything. As cancer does, and it just is weird.
Yep.
It's weird that Val Kilmer's dead. It's weird the way he looked before he died. It's weird that he couldn't really talk.
Yeah.
It's just everything got weird with him.
Yep. So I guess I was reading today. They said that he had not been out of bed in years.
Really?
Yeah. Said he was bedridden for years. Last
well,
public
he did some stuff recently, didn't he?
No. 2019 was the last time anyone saw him.
Oh, my God.
So, and he posted something on Instagram a couple times, and the family has now said those were actually years old. He had not left his bed in several years, and they said that it was not cancer. They said while he did battle cancer at the time of his death, he was cancer-free, but he was so weak and bedridden that pneumonia... just eventually took hold of him, and that,
well,
was,
wait.
Then that
so
was the end.
Cancer. So what killed him? Well, pneumonia killed him. But why was he bedridden?
Because cancer kept coming back, and then he would fight it, and then it would come back. And the cancer treatments over 11 years had basically worn him down to where, even though like they at the time he was in cancer remission, he was cancer free, but he has had off and on cancer treatments for 11 years. My grandmother had this to where. My grandma fought cancer for the same thing for like a decade, and look, eventually cancer treatment kills you too. Like it's, you know, whether the cancer gets you or that much radiation and chemo. So that's why they said pneumonia, but technically cancer free.
Wasn't he in Top Gun Maverick?
Yes. He was in Top Gun Maverick.
That wasn't that long ago, was it?
It was obviously filmed before 2019.
Well, they filmed most of it, I think, before.
The pandemic.
And then there were a couple of reshoots. It just came out way later because no one was going. Yeah.
That's right.
So it got delayed because of that, and they shot all those scenes, and they shot it around... I think those were some of the very first scenes that they filmed because obviously they knew that Val was not in a great spot, and he couldn't talk in that, and... And then you're thinking they did the Val Kilmer documentary not too long ago. But again, that was filmed a long time ago. And it was his son and AI that did Val's voice.
I hate to say this, but that was really boring.
It wasn't great, no.
It was not a good documentary.
Yeah.
And it also made me sad because it just let me know how weird Val Kilmer is and kind of crazy. Like, he's crazy.
He's a different guy. Well, he was one of those dudes, I guess, that was full go commitment to acting and just, you know, was a little bit different. Little different.
You would, if he didn't just die, you would call him insufferable. But he just died, so we have to strike that from the record.
Yes.
Because he was one of those insufferable actor types.
Yes. He thought that
just the world revolved around his characters, and like, yes. He was offended that, I was reading about him today, he said he was offended by his role in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Because he thought it was, you know, just about his looks.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. He was, and you see this sometimes, and whenever they do Adrian Brody's like this, whenever he gives a speech, dude, your work isn't important. Like, actors that think that...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes. Like, you're not changing the world with your performance.
Oh, yes they are, you son of a bitch.
In my left foot. So just tone it down there, Abe. But yes, he was...
Abe... Well, yeah, he did a great job as Abe, though.
He did, but I guess he is one of those guys, and Val was like this, too. They don't break character. No. So if you're on set, you have to address him as
and they're miserable.
You know.
Well, I was reading that one producer said he would never, ever... He said two things in his life were just... He was steadfast about. One of them was never, ever working with Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
He was that insufferable.
Yeah.
That said, he was a star.
Well, and he made...
And we all loved him.
And he made great movies.
He did. He was Jim Morrison.
Yes.
He was Batman,
yep.
Or Bruce Wayne,
both.
Which I agree with you, Michael Keaton, better than Val Kilmer, but he was way better than Clooney, and Doc Holliday. He was Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday, which is probably, I'm guessing for most people, Iceman in Top Gun and Top Gun
Did
Maverick.
Did you just call him Iceman?
Iceman, and Tombstone were probably his most well-known.
Yeah.
I like Heat.
Heat was amazing.
He's awesome in Heat.
His best movie is Heat.
Heat's a good movie.
Heat is great. Ghost in the Darkness is a really good movie.
Never saw it.
One from when he was... See, he used to be a comedic actor.
Top Secret.
Top Secret is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so is Real Genius.
Yeah.
And those are both when he was in his teens and 20s. Was really, really good. I'm trying to think. The Saint was a pretty good movie with him. That was with him and Elizabeth Shue.
What's the worst thing he ever did?
Oh, God. The worst thing.
By the way, he's another star who lived in New Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, that
and
was...
Gene Hackman just died in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Now Val Kilmer.
I'm looking through. He's in some of these that I've never even heard of. But the worst movie that he made that was actually a big movie, and I'm telling you, this thing is one of the all-time hunks of crap, is The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Mm, never saw it.
It is... It's with Marlon Brando was in it in 1996. It is huge, giant budget film, and it is such...
I think that's the one where the guy said he would never work with him again.
Yes, I think that's the one.
Because he and Brando hated each other?
Yes. It is such a giant hunk of crap. I can't even begin to describe it, how bad it is. So, but it's a famous story. It's by H.G. Wells, and so it like had... It had like this big hype around it, and it was plagued because Brando, basically it was an insufferable prick off between Marlon Brando and Val Kilmer to be which one could be a bigger...
Will's got his hand on the dump button. I don't think you can say that, but I will say this. I said that once to Mike Riley on the air. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. You've said that word a couple times.
No, only once. Because it... I'm telling you, only once. Because I said it in a Mike Riley interview, and it stunned him to the point where I don't think he knew what to say. And we all looked at each other like, is that... Should I have... Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Probably shouldn't have said it. Well,
but we got away with it.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't think you have to dump it, although it's too late anyway.
It's too late. I should have just done it.
Nah, it's fine.
But
I think that word we shouldn't say.
I will apologize if I am reprimanded.
Well, you...
You won't be.
I mean, Sook's the one that needs to apologize.
And I'm the one, and I'm on the board.
Apologize right now.
I'm sorry.
For saying that.
What's the comp, like, modern-day actor for Val Kilmer, like, before all this? Because, like...
Before all this? What do you mean? What
well,
is that?
Before he gets cancer.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like when at his prime?
Right, because clearly he's a star, but, like, I don't know how he was thought of in that moment. Would this be like if Glenn Powell gets throat cancer?
No, he's much bigger star than Glenn Powell. I would say this is more like a Ben Affleck sort of situation.
Okay.
There you go.
So there's like a good run, and then, like, he's not the top guy, but he's one of the top guys.
Yeah, I would say B-list. I think Affleck, who's also Batman, I think that's a solid.
What do you think of Brad Pitt and Kevin Bacon? Because he was kind of Val Kilmer.
I think highly of Brad Pitt. Kevin Bacon, I give two thumbs meh.
Okay. I would say Kilmer is right in between those two. Like, okay. I don't think he's quite Brad Pitt. Obviously, he's not quite Brad Pitt. Who is? But
Brad.
He is a big deal, man.
Yeah.
He was at one time the guy.
In every movie I watch of his, like, going back through it, like Heat, I really like Tombstone, Top Gun, although he's not really in Top Gun, but the parts he's
not in Maverick. He's in the original Top Gun.
Yeah, but it's like 10 minutes. If you go back through and watch it, like, he's not in it for that much screen time.
My favorite part about Val Kilmer is someone asked him once to rate the like the homoerotic tendencies in Top Gun. Mm-hmm. 1 out of 10, and I think he said it was like a 12.5. Which is phenomenal. Thunderheart's another good one with
him. I'm gay.
A lot of good ones, but if you want like an underrated that you haven't seen, go watch The Ghost in the Darkness. That's a true story about some African lions. Him and Michael Douglas are in that, and very, very solid.
I have the top five roles Val Kilmer turned down for you.
Oh.
You want that next?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a lot, because again, he was a difficult guy and was...
He was difficult, but he was also very busy. So a lot of these he turned down because he was doing other projects. So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We're talking about the death of Val Kilmer. He's dead.
Yes, this time for real.
65.
Although, again, after an 11-year battle with cancer and you've been bedridden for several years, isn't this the best thing that could happen? Like,
yeah.
It's.
He seemed, yeah. He had a rough go.
He hadn't been out of bed, they said, in several years.
Was his throat cancer because he smoked?
That I don't know. I would assume. I mean, most Hollywood people do smoke. I mean, a lot of them. So, but that I don't know. Maybe he liked other things too. That's what Michael Douglas claims that his throat cancer was from.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Michael Douglas claims that he got throat cancer from engaging in other activities.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit.
No. Well, if you get HPV? Yeah, it causes throat cancer. So. You can get throat cancer from that. And Michael Douglas says that that's what his is from.
Is that a humble brag?
Yeah, what? I need to go home. I don't.
Robs, I need to get tested, and I need to get tested right now.
I don't.
Yes. In women, it causes cervical cancer, and in men, it can cause throat cancer.
So, okay. All right.
Are you not aware of this?
Well, not really. I mean, the Michael Douglas thing threw me.
I didn't do it. Actor Michael Douglas attributed his throat cancer to the human papillomavirus, HPV, which he contracted through oral sex.
Okay,
Well, look, if someone was going to get it, imagine what Michael Douglas has been. That dude has been around the block. Dude, that guy was the man.
I know. It's just, I'm just shocked.
A little concerned, are you?
No, I'm not.
Feel a little tickle in your throat right now, do you?
You know, that's, you know, no, I don't.
I think you're a little nervous right now.
No, visuals and... Anyway.
Someone said, if you get it from Catherine Zeta-Jones, is it worth it? It's a good question.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
She's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot.
She looks good.
And so this was in 2011. So that's 2011 Catherine Zeta-Jones. And probably a few years before that. Look, I'm not certain that I'm welcoming throat cancer in any situation. But if you are going to get throat cancer, I think there's worse. Like, if the answer is, hey, did you catch it from smoking or did you catch it from Demi Moore and Catherine Zeta-Jones, I know which one I think I would rather choose.
So I have the top five roles Val Kilmer turned down.
Okay.
Do you know any of them?
No.
Have you read about any of these?
Some of these I know.
I always love these.
Yeah, because like I know like Tom Selleck turned down Indiana Jones. Yeah. That's a famous one. Schwarzenegger turned down Die Hard. That was originally written for him.
Matt Damon and Avatar.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
James Cameron was begging Matt Damon, and
he was going to give him 10%. Some of the, yeah, 10% of the movie.
He said it cost him like $300 and something million. Because Cameron was so, he said, we don't need a star. The movie's going to be the star, but this is how much I want you for this. And he offered him like 10% of the profits. And Damon couldn't do it because he was, oh, it was one of the Bourne movies that he was filming. He's like, I just can't make it work.
Can we rewind for a second?
Yeah. You still thinking about the throat cancer?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask Nurse Nice a question when you get home?
No, I think I misunderstood. I thought you were saying that Michael Douglas was saying that he smoked. You know what I mean? Like, what? Like he did that to dudes, is what he said.
Oh, no. From ladies.
Okay, so that's why I was stunned.
No.
You're saying it's from the
Yeah.
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 But not from the, you know, the. Because you made it sound
the password
like,
is vagina.
Yeah, you made it sound like when.
Did I?
Yes, because we were talking about Val Kilmer smoking.
Yes.
And you said smoking something else, which my dirty ass mind went to smoking, you know.
No.
Smoking pole.
No.
And so then you said Michael Douglas blames it on that. And I'm like, wait, what? That's why I was in a tizzy. So you're just saying Michael Douglas is just, you know.
He likes ladies.
Yeah. He's been down in there.
Yeah, he's been down. He's
all
been,
up
know,
in there.
He rolls up his sleeve and he goes to work.
Okay.
But apparently going to work.
Not that there would be anything wrong with Michael Douglas doing all that.
No.
It's just I was stunned by it. Yes. I needed a break.
Remember those owl commercials? Like how many licks does it get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? Apparently too many licks and you get throat cancer, according to Michael Douglas.
All right. Well, that's much better.
The other one would be like if you were licking on a sugar daddy or something, but no, that's a different.
A sugar daddy. What?
No one has ever finished a sugar daddy in the history of sugar daddies.
We lost Orts.
Will, did you know what I was talking about, or did you think that Michael Douglas was doing that too?
Which did you think?
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
This is. Okay, so the first role that Kilmer turned down was Ponyboy in The Outsiders.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Stay golden, Ponyboy!
Played by C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah.
Instead, he continued on with a play he was doing with Sean Penn and Kevin Bacon called Slab Boys.
So you went from The Outsiders to Slab. By the way, speaking of poles, hey, what are you in? I'm in a small off-Broadway play called Slab Boys. I got a good idea of what Slab Boys is about. I think Slab Boys is a group that hangs down at the Eagle on the weekends. Will knows about it. Will hangs out with the Slab Boys.
You're the one teaching me about bandanas, man.
I'm like, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I hang in with the Slab Boys, you know. Seeing what's up.
He was, he turned down William Baldwin's character in Backdraft.
Oh.
He was supposed to be in Backdraft.
He would have been way better in that because William Baldwin can't act, and he was terrible in Backdraft. That's a bummer. I would have liked to have seen Val Kilmer in that.
He turned down the role of Jack in Apollo 13. That was Kevin Bacon of the four of them in the...
Yeah.
He turned down the role of Lieutenant Commander Ron Hunter in Crimson Tide.
Get right the hell out of town.
Played by...
Denzel Washington, right?
Gene Hackman.
No, that was... I thought he was going to play Denzel's role.
No, Gene Hackman.
Okay, well, that's good, because no offense to Val Kilmer. Have you seen Crimson Tide?
Yeah, years ago.
Phenomenal movie. Phenomenal. Yeah. And I can't see Val Kilmer. Gene Hackman was perfect for that role. That, I think that would have been weird to see Val Kilmer.
So he did Batman instead of that movie.
Well, you're probably wise to do that. I'm guessing Batman paid an S ton of money.
And then
by the way, those Batman movies with Val Kilmer, they weren't that bad.
No.
You know. And then Clooney came and ruined the whole thing. But the Kilmer Batmans were okay.
Why doesn't that stick to Clooney?
I don't know.
Clooney's like, he's like...
He brushes it off.
He's the man.
But Clooney made some horrible movies, and none worse than that hunk of crap Batman, where like Schwarzenegger was in that one as Mr. Freeze. And dude, that might be like top five worst superhero movies of all time.
In the other two movies, Val Kilmer turned down two roles. One was, that's four. I gave you four. Ponyboy, Backdraft, Crimson Tide, and Apollo 13. The last one is the best one. He turned down the role of Johnny Castle in Dirty Dancing.
Whoa.
Patrick Swayze's character.
Huh.
In Dirty Dancing.
I'll be damned.
And the reason he did it is, in classic Val Kilmer fashion, he thought it was uninteresting because he had just come off of Top Gun, where he thought he was just there for his looks.
Guy.
And he was like, this is stupid. I don't want to do that. And he turned it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, there's some really bad career moves in there. I mean, some really, really bad ones. I mean, that made Swayze a star. And Kilmer can dance. He dances around in Top Secret, and he could sing and dance.
Yeah, I'd say that one and Pony Boy.
Yeah, those are...
That's big-time stuff.
Those are big-time stuff. The Outsiders.
I loved The Outsiders.
But that, everyone. Swayze was in that. Tom Cruise. Oh, yeah. Ralph Macchio. C. Thomas Howell.
Rob
Emilio Estevez.
First job as an actor.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Look at Tom Cruise's teeth in that.
Yeah, that's been widely...
It was before he got the...
Documented.
Before he got the implants. Well, rest in peace, Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Rest in peace, you old bastard.
He will mostly... I think Iceman is probably the role, but his finest work was Doc Holliday in Tombstone. That was...
Yeah.
That was the command performance.
When I think of him... Like, when I picture him, I think of Iceman.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah. And it's weird that he didn't like that.
He didn't like it.
Yeah.
But he was a handsome... I mean, that was the peak of his handsomeness.
Yes. Yes, he was.
My God.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole role of Iceman.
And Michael Douglas.
Someone else on the text program said they were also confused.
Yeah, it was confusing. Okay. I can't be the only one. No. Well, maybe I can, but...
Well, just know.
I just thought.
Be careful out there, guys.
And then you were saying, oh, are you worried about something? And they're like, are you, what?
Oh.
No. Not?
I was not.
I mean, there was that one time, but. You know.
Sorry. I did not know that there was not clarity on that sort of situation.
All right.
Now we know.
I have vomit news. Vomit.
Vomiting's good. Although sometimes vomiting just makes you feel way better.
Well, like all the time, it makes you feel better. It's just a horrible thing.
Yeah, but I would say if you feel like you're going to eventually vomit, I will induce the vomit.
Yeah, get it right now. Let's go.
Let's finish it.
Yeah.
Finish it.
All right. Here's Will with Sports Night.
Some basket of eyes, some kick of little ass, rock, flag, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Run now!
A lot of people now thinking about throat cancer.
Dong.
Well, that too.
God. A Delta passenger's travels took a turn for the worse after a fellow flyer projectile vomited on her. And the airline allegedly did very little to help.
Yes.
Jace.
You just let their... You just sat there and puke?
The puke was gross. The response by Delta was worse, lamented Laura Juntkin.
Has anyone ever thought to themselves, this puke is not gross?
The flyer recounted how she was traveling home from New York on a flight with her daughter, who she was sitting with near a storage area at the back of the plane.
Okay.
The airplane was reportedly preparing for takeoff when a male passenger stood up and started walking towards the back of the plane towards them, seemingly headed for the lav.
One would think.
A flight attendant asked the flyer to return to his seat, but the traveler refused to budge. She said he doesn't move, he just stands there, and he kind of has this funny look on his face. When the crew member repeated her command, the man looked to the ground, then to the side, and he started to cover his mouth.
Oh, boy.
And we all know what's about to happen.
Yep.
But before she could finish saying, oh, my gosh, he's going to puke.
Yeah.
Yeah, he puked all over her and the cabin.
It's no good. That's right out.
So he covered his mouth. Do you want some graphic details?
Why not? Let's go for it.
Kind of hot.
Yeah.
He covers his mouth to catch the vomit.
Which, by the way.
It goes out the sides.
Yeah, that I don't know why we do that. Like the hand, yeah. The hand over the mouth.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I think it's instinctual because you're terrified that, like, the idea of you just puking all over an airplane.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Yeah. Like, that's, you just feel terrible, and I think it's just instinctual.
I have experience with this. The BTJ did this once, and I was so pissed because I offered, said, if you're going to be sick, let me pull the car over. No, I'm going to be fine. And I, 3-4 times, let me pull it over. And she was like, no, I'm fine. And then I saw the hand go up.
Yeah.
And the worst part is, had she just vomited on the floorboards, it's one thing. But the hand
now it's
goes sideways.
Yeah.
And guess who it hit?
Yeah.
Me. Livid.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You have something
livid
in common with this
one.
Oh,
woman. That's what the first thing I thought of was like, I know what this feels like.
So then she says, it showers down the right side of my body. And I'm not... She says, I'm not talking just liquid.
No.
This is chunks and debris hitting me. What a weird word to use, debris.
When is debris?
Going down my side, on my armrest, on my coat, on my seat. My pants start getting wet because it's seeping under my butt. She said there was a waterfall of puke covering the storage area as well.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm flying for free. I want some coops. And
she even uploaded a video on TikTok featuring screenshots of the puke splattered cabin.
So what did Delta do? So we understand that now we've been projectile vomited on.
Well,
what?
So flight attendants alerted the pilot.
Sure.
He turned the plane around, or she, to the terminal. Because they needed to get medical crews on board to handle this dude.
Sure.
Unfortunately, despite donning masks and gloves, the flight attendants were largely MIA. She said one eventually did come over and had her two small... She handed her two small towelettes.
That's what we got?
And five cocktail napkins.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I'm asking a question here. On the airplane, are there even... Are there, do we have towels? Do we have, I don't know if I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only thing I think I've ever seen is the little cocktail napkins.
That's a good question. But there is a puke bag. Like, why wouldn't the guy puke in the bag?
Well, I think he was heading,
Well, I know, but grab the bag.
Well, this goes back to a whole other conversation. We've had this before, and that is, as an adult, it is your responsibility to control your puke.
Correct.
I expect you, as an adult, now a kid, I understand. Kid, like under the age of 8, man, I get it. You're going, but I don't care how sick you are, how drunk you are. I think you need to take full responsibility for where you. I have never inappropriately puked in my entire life, my adult life. You know when you're going to throw up, and you can control where that goes. It's ridiculous.
So they said that. So she basically is toweling herself off with her bare hands. She's doing this, like she's just
no.
Throwing puke off of her body. And she said she was almost puking herself.
Oh, yeah. That's the old, I'm going to do it too. Get it out of here.
Eventually, a cleaning crew came on board.
Sure.
And they were moved to another section so they could clean. But from there, they did not offer her any assistance from that point on. She had to sit there soaking wet with her clothes for 3 more hours on the flight.
Are you serious?
Yes. She said she wasn't offered any assistance.
That's unacceptable.
She filed a complaint with the airline. After a week, she got a textbook response. You know how much they offered her?
$50.
$120.
No. Nope.
For her trubs.
That's not working. We're calling the advocates at that point. I'm sicking Ken and Donnie on them. I'm flying first class free for a while. You don't get to have someone puke on me, sit there for 3 hours, and then tell me, sorry, nothing we can do. Not
so
okay.
Then So you would think that this goes viral and it's like, okay, the airline steps up.
Yeah, no.
You know what happened next?
What'd they do?
They called her and she was like, dude, you're going to make this right.
Yeah.
And they were like, sorry, nothing more we can do.
Bull crap. Sue. Absolutely sue. 100%. And make a stink about it. Call the local news. What is he said? This is Delta?
Yeah,
first
Delta.
Off, F Delta. And just, that pisses me off so much.
And all they said, the spokesperson said, we apologize to the customer for their experience. Our customer care team reached out to the customer for a resolution.
And with $120.
And she said that, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she said that so they then said there's nothing more we
so
can do.
So that's what that's worth.
How about that?
So $120 that won't get you anywhere. You can't fly. I don't know if you can fly to Seattle from here for $120. And so that's the cost of getting vomited on and then not offering in any way to help clean it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
No. Bite me.
God. And no, we don't know what was wrong with the guy. I don't know if he had the flu or he was hung, or like drunk. I don't know. No one knows.
Still have no. There's just.
It's bad food.
You can't convince me that there is a reason for a grown adult to not be able to control their vomit.
Crazy, dude. All right.
And by the way, is that okay to punch him if he throws up on me? Because I feel like that deserves a punch.
Well, yeah, you're not going to be happy. I don't know. I don't think you'd punch him. He's going through enough.
I don't know, man. Especially if you're drunk, you're getting punched.
Yeah, see, that changes things.
If you're drunk,
if he ate a bad piece of chicken.
I don't know, man. You're getting shoved down either way. Because again, I don't get it. You had a bad
shoving
piece
him.
Well, you had a bad piece of chicken. Why are you throwing up on me? Head to the back where there's
well,
no
he was
one
trying.
There. No, you. That's
he
a
was.
That's a piss poor effort.
They said he was trying.
Well, he didn't make it.
No, he didn't.
You tell me you can't puke on the floor. Why are you puking on me? I'm taking a bold stance here. If you throw up on me, there will be a physical interaction. There will. And if you're drunk, that's an ass kicking. You drunkenly puke on me at a bar, you are getting punched. 100%. And by the way, this goes vice versa. If I ever throw up on you, feel free to smack me in the chops. I've got that one coming.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm getting out of the situation. Like, that is my nightmare.
Ugh. Someone said, for perspective, a Delta airplane did flip upside down and they offered 30,000 miles. That's a valid point.
They offered 30,000 miles?
Remember when that thing flipped?
Yeah, that's what they offered?
They reached out with like a ridiculously cheap offer right from the get-go.
Jesus. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
In the shower, he'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go... Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
All right, well, that's going to do it for your Wednesday, bros.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
I'm watching this the Yankee game here, and everyone's all bundled up. I guess it's pretty cold there in New York. They're all wearing, like, the head wraps. I saw that the Twins have their home opener tomorrow. It's supposed to be 31 degrees and sleet and snow.
Oh, damn.
Hey, happy opening day, Minnesota.
Yeah, doesn't that happen every year?
Yeah, you get some at like Cleveland and Minnesota.
Up
and
there.
Different places. But yeah, they were talking about, because you know, the home opener is supposed to be the one game you're supposed to sell out. And they were wondering how many people show up at that and if they get it in. 31 and stingy sleet coming your way. I'm not certain if I'm showing up to that Twinkies game.
Wait, I thought we were out of here. Are we not out of here?
Well, I didn't hear the music, so I assumed.
Yeah, I know. I'm confused.
Had some time.
Oh, there it is.
You had a little time. I hit a button. I had to fix a button.
Rob's ready to go.
Can leave.
Rob's done giving content out at this
That's
point.
That's right. I don't give content out anytime after 6:55 p.m.
You shouldn't. We're done.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Hey, great Wednesday show.
We love our Wednesdays. We learned a lot today.
We did.
We learned.
Oh, now we really
now
have
we
to
go. Go.
Okay,
sorry.
3 to 7, we are back tomorrow on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships.